And then other people, if they cannot achieve the specialness in the way in which the world tells us you ought to be special, they achieve a reverse specialness by feeling unfairly treated by life, by feeling that they are a victim of certain people or situations, and in their thought form of being a victim, they feel very special. So you can still win, even if you lose. The mind is very clever. And a victim identity can be very strongly lodged in some people's minds. And as soon as you meet them, and after 5 minutes, they will tell you their story. You know what happened to me. 25 years ago it happened. And of course, yes, dreadful things did happen 25 years ago, and they happen today also in this mad world. But building an identity around some form of suffering that happened at some point or repeatedly in this mad world where suffering is inevitable, to build a sense of specialness around that, then you have put yourself into a dreadful prison with bars all around. But at least you think you know who you are. You have a story. Oh, great, at least I have a story. My life treated me more unfairly than most people. I can feel more then. And so whatever the mind, it will find something to give itself an identity, a conceptual identity. And it is very much afraid of losing the story, of abandoning it, stepping beyond it. Usually, the story needs to become unpleasant for people to be pushed out of it. It's because in a way the story is a dream. The dream of who I am. And if a dream becomes very unpleasant, then you will want to wake up. No dream of me is ultimately all that pleasant, but some are more unpleasant than others. So see how the self, the conceptual self, continuously tries to survive, not only to survive and protect itself from others, and to use others to enhance itself, use them in one way or another. And that determines the relationship between humans. When you haven't stepped beyond that, there is wanting to use another human or feeling you need to protect yourself from another human being. Those are the two things that govern relationships in the egoic state. You either use them or you fear them. You need them and you're afraid of them, and sometimes both at the same time. And of course, that also means there is no true relationship. It gets distorted because you don't know who you are. You have only an image in the head that tries to make itself stronger because it doesn't feel enough yet. I'm not enough yet.